This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We're live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. A little rain-soaked Manhattan today, but we still have football. Week three, getting ready for that, Bart Scott. How we doing?
No, man.
No?
Major news in the NBA.
Well, we'll get...
Something that can change the tide in the Eastern Conference.
Right, we'll get to the stuff.
The Pistons have traded for Bogdanović. It's on, baby.
I didn't know that was the news you were going to go to. I mean, there's other news in the NBA that we'll get to.
Well,
there is, but you only pay attention to things that happen to the Pistons, apparently. Yes, Bojan Bogdanović, according to Woj, will be traded to the Pistons from the Jazz for Kelly Olynyk and some other stuff. And
yes.
Yeah, the Pistons are getting better. And the East is interesting.
They're the sixth seed now.
But there is news in the NBA that makes things in the East even more interesting because we'll get to it, of course, involving the Boston Celtics and more trouble for them in this offseason. But we've got a lot to get to. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, for all of you listening, Barton Hahn Nation, you can be part of it on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And by the way, Bart, speaking of college football, do you know that...
I'm a man! I'm 40!
...is 15 years old today?
What?
Yeah.
He's a man! He's 55! Wow.
Exactly.
He better not still have a mullet.
We need to...
He better not still have a mullet.
We need to update this.
I'm a man. I'm 55.
By the way, that can't be 15 years ago that happened. An epic rant. By the way, him defending a player with some coverage of a team. And all that stuff.
Yeah, man.
It just became a drop that we all love. But in the moment,
that
it was him.
Forever.
It was a coach, you know, looking out for his player. But still, I'm 40 is now 55.
We're going to have to ask our listeners, where does that rank in all-time postseason rants? We're trying to win a game. Hello. Playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot
where does
of
that one rank.
This one, that's one of the best.
We storm Normandy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good coaching rants. But
I'm a man. I'm 40.
We live in infamy. I mean, this is enough. Would you say it's on the Mount Rushmore? Is it in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Of coaching rants?
Mount Rushmore is top four.
Yeah.
Is it top four? I mean, Don Chaney, like you got Dennis Green.
Oh.
You throw the crown ass. They are who we thought they are. We let them off the hook.
That's a really good one, too.
Yeah. Playoffs?
And although it's not our, I mean, it wasn't a rant to the media, but if we ever could get Aaron Boone savages in the box, I mean, that was an all-timer as well when he's yelling at the umpire. But, man, I mean, I found that out today, and I just felt like, wow, we use that a lot.
See this right here? That's your IQ, buddy. Mike Ditka.
Yeah, Ditka. Right. Anyways, speaking of football, we have football for you, and it begins tonight.
Ooh, a rivalry.
So,
one of the oldest rivalries.
Thursday Night Football, which means back on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
So, as I told you, last Monday...
I got to find some friends who got it so I can...
I know you have it.
So I can watch it.
21 million people watch Monday Night Football doubleheader. That's a lot, right?
Yes.
So Thursday night, for the very first time, week two,
yes,
on Prime Video, which is a subscription based, not on any cable, they got 13 million, according to Nielsen.
Ooh.
13 million is...
That's 13 million times $139.
That's pretty good.
To subscribe. Listen, just think. Because it went off without a hitch, maybe it searched and scrolled for like 15 seconds.
It froze, but that's a you problem. That's your Wi-Fi. That's not them.
Yes.
That's you.
So.
You got to widen your bandwidth.
With that being said, at the end of the season, at these games, because the NFL did a great thing for them. They gave them the premium matchups. Like, we thought that this was going to be a little bit better because we thought it would maybe have Deshaun Watson. And this is a rivalry within the AFC.
Well, it's the division,
This is one of the oldest in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be one of the worst ones. But still, you talk about huge fan bases. You talk about
you're
defense.
Saying Brown-Steelers is not a...
Well, just because it's featuring Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, you mean as far as just...
Yes.
All right, who's on the field?
Yes. But when they made this, they didn't know who was going to be the quarterbacks and all that stuff, what was going to happen. Man, I can see them getting up to 30 million subscribers or viewers by the end of this
30?
Year.
30? Yes. I mean, you're only getting 20 watching ESPN's Monday night. I mean, I can't imagine you getting bigger than that.
But it's subscribers, right? So listen, some people watch some weeks and don't watch other weeks.
Right.
And when are you going to watch? When the games get more serious and more competitive and they mean more, and it's your team that's in that position. Like, so right now, nobody's under pressure if you're not really a Steelers fan or a Browns fan to subscribe. But man, if your team is playing, if your team is playing to get in the playoffs, and it's one of those games where this is pivotal who wins the division,
yeah.
You don't think you're gonna say, well, screw that, I'm going to sit. That's like watching pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's actually true. You're gonna say
pay that man his money.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
I hate you, Bezos. He's like Mr. Evil.
Dr.
Yeah,
Evil.
Dr. Evil.
No, he's the opposite of that, because Dr. Evil.
He's Dr. Evil.
We'll
I
make
own
them
you.
Pay. $1.
You're hungry?
If a million people watch, that's $1 million.
You're hungry? Go to Whole Foods. You want to read? Go to Amazon.
I still think.
In our life.
If we can tweak it, that's what I would tweak. I would change the commercials to be something that is more real time. Give me something real time in the commercials and keep me at the stadium. Just put it on the side somewhere. You guys know the internet's full of pop-ups. You can't do that on my TV screen while I'm watching. During a break? Come on now. Meanwhile, again, and there's a lot of topics to get into in tonight's game, because you said it's not a great matchup, but it's still an interesting
one. It's full
one.
Of drama.
A very interesting one. But Laktavius did go to the Yankees game last night. He did go to Yankee Stadium.
For everybody out there, we
Pirates.
Apologize. He's the mush. He's the reason why the great one
he's the reason
send one home.
I don't think I'm the reason. I think the Pirates pitching is the reason.
Yeah.
It's because you wanted it too much.
Well, he hit two doubles. I mean, it's not like he had a bad
game. It's because, no, listen, we're there to hit the lottery. I was hoping I wouldn't see him ever again.
They hit like four home runs in the game. He didn't get one ball.
Do you want to be the guy?
I want Cabrera's home. A grand slam. A back-to-back grand slam. One in the ninth inning and then one in the first inning. Are you kidding
me?
No,
I don't want, listen. God's going to bless him with one gift. I don't want it to be a Gleyber Torres home run. I want baby Jesus, 12-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus, to bless Laktavius with an Aaron Judge home run, a dinger, and I hope to never see you again. Well, what's that movie like? Hope I never see you again,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's
it's close enough. You'll come back.
It's one of my favorite movies. I always thought it right now.
Well, guess what? I don't ever want to see you again. I want you to take that $2.5 million ball and disappear.
Well, guess what? Laktavius will be in the building again tonight.
Wow.
Okay.
Back in the building tonight.
Now, if he don't hit a home run tonight, he's definitely the mush. And we got to trade him out. Wherever you're getting that ticket from, you got to pass to Mia Allen. And did you go with the butterfly net? Did you go with the SpongeBob butterfly net?
Elbow pads?
I need you to have a catch radius out this world.
I put Vaseline on. I put petroleum jelly on.
They not letting you come in with the butterfly net like
nah,
SpongeBob?
They took that away from me.
I don't think they would let things like that. Yeah, Damn. Goodwill Hunting, by the way, was the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, and every day I ben pull Affleck. Up and I hope you don't come out those
it's
doors.
It's literally what I said to you several times in the beginning. I'm figuring one day you'll just get a job.
I'm like an algae, man. I'm stuck to you, Alan. You can't get rid of me with nothing. It ain't out of medication.
You're like a
cream.
Rash.
Yeah, there's nothing you can get rid of.
If Judge isn't homer tonight, they won't let him back in the building, by the way.
If Judge,
they won't let who back?
Laktavius will not be allowed in the building if Judge comes up short tonight.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, they'll have like all the security guards will have that little card with the face on it.
Like, I will be banned.
Not allowed in the building.
You'll be officially banned.
So we're going to make this clear then. If he doesn't hit a home run tonight, you're not allowed to go to another Yankees game.
You know what? That's way too much pressure. Way too much pressure.
I'm sorry.
Pressure for you or Judge?
For me.
Pressure makes diamonds, man. I mean, come on. Are you all in or not?
And then Renee will have to listen to it on ESPN Radio like the rest of us.
That's right.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, we've got the games, and you'll have to listen to it. But I do want to shout out Ray Deanahan, because he came up with a great plan.
Yeah.
He did say this. Ray Deanahan, one of the producers in the New York studio, 98.7 ESPN. And he said that if Laktavius was really invested in our show, because we were saying, what would you do with it? When the Yankees come to him and say, okay, there's home run number 61 or 62.
Yeah.
You know, we hope, okay, come with us. Say, all right, here's the deal. Aaron, I'll give you the ball. You can have it. But you got to come to Seaport. I'm going to put it in between Bart and Han. And you can get it there during 12, you know, after 12, you know, after noon Eastern.
Laktavius.
I actually really, really love that idea.
No. Laktavius,
it's a great idea.
That's a dumb idea.
Why is that dumb?
Laktavius, I want you to take that ball and disappear, hon. I want you to go. Take that money, buy you a house somewhere else, man. I don't ever want to see you again.
Fly, butterfly, fly. Just want to send him.
I want him to disappear like powder. Remember when powder's running and electricity hit him in the chest? Oh, I want you to dissipate into nothingness.
I will literally be in the middle of Guam. Nobody would ever hear
from me ever again. That's what I'm saying, man. He's go somewhere like, with that $2.5 million go stretch.
It's like Endgame where everybody just kind of like just.
yes, exactly.
That's what you want. I don't know, man.
I love to see my
I think having
win,
the ball
baby.
Between us and then Aaron Judge has to come in here and get the ball, which means we put him in front of a microphone and talk to him on our show.
But he don't tell us nothing.
Or I could just, you know, fake it out and say, yes, you can have the ball. Come down to the Seaport Studios, pick it up, and then in the middle of the show, just disappear.
Put a fake ball. Here. Yeah, that's true. Put a fake ball. That's the best of both worlds.
And then
you
change
come here,
your mind.
You put a face.
Yep. You know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah,
that's it. You know what? You know what? You know what? I was going to give it to you, but your interview sucked with my guys. Yeah. You didn't help us at all. So yeah. I'm just going to keep it.
Meh.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us right now: are you signing with the Yankees or are you leaving right now? Or you're not getting the ball?
I holla.
Mm. All right, we went off track. That's fine. Stosh is probably throwing things in the control room right now. So tell you
what. That was straight talk, though.
That was it?
That was real talk.
That was real talk. There's no doubt about it. We do have straight talk coming up. But before we get to Bart and straight talk, after we get to Bart and straight talk, we will get into this matchup tonight because something Mitch Trubisky is saying that makes you wonder, is there some internal issues in Pittsburgh already? Mm-hmm. Are they happening actually in the huddle? Wait till you hear what we heard next. But first, Bart, tell us about straight talk.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great.
How great?
You should try it, Alan. I'm telling you. You in the market, right? So why don't you cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless? Now offering, not mine, not yours, but our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Guess what? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability coverage. I don't know where you live. And speeds may vary.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is what you tell the baseball gods.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want it, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I give it to you.
Yeah, let's leave that right there on the shelf for now. It's Bart and Han coming to you live from Seaport District, the Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. If Bart and I look like a little weathered, it's because it was raining.
My son.
Pouring. We walk out of the diner. We had breakfast this morning. Bart was on Get Up, everybody, as you probably saw. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Great job.
Hurt me.
And so with all that time to kill in between shows, we went to the diner, got some breakfast. Yeah. There you go. If you watched on Plus, you could see it.
I gave Greeny a present, too.
You did?
What do you give a man that has everything? You give him a Salukis.
Oh,
hoodie.
Oh, that's low key.
Yeah, kicking Wyatt down. Northwestern took that hell.
How did he react to that?
Yeah, he cried in the car. You know what I'm saying? We just going to gloss over the fact that he talks about how great Northwestern is.
Big Northwestern, Ten. Yeah.
Yeah, they went down by the Gateway
Conference.
He's
very proud of his team. Very proud.
My boy Nick Hill, they took him down. It wasn't just like, oh, field goal, 31-24.
Damn. Wait, say that score one more time.
31-24. Damn. Yeah, that's what we said. That's what the head coach said, and all his hopes of going to the playoffs. Damn.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
What had happened was.
So you gave him a hoodie?
Yeah, I gave him a hoodie. Saluki. Basic, too. I ain't giving one of the fresh ones. I gave him a basic one.
Wow.
Tone on tone.
Mm-hmm. All right, so passive aggressively letting him know that my school beat your school, and that's just how it goes. It's been a weird college football season, no
already.
Doubt. But let's get into the NFL stuff tonight, because although you know, again, we're not getting what we think we'll see eventually in the Browns, and we'll see on the short week, coming off a really embarrassing loss to the Jets.
It's great.
The way they fell apart.
They're so happy they're on Thursday to get that nasty taste out of their mouth.
Yeah, to be able to play right away. And then you have a Steelers team that has just been, you know, I guess the best way to describe the Steelers is Mitchell Trubisky was signed to kind of be a bridge as they bring in Kenny Pickett as the rookie, but they don't want to rush to him. And Trubisky hasn't really been that guy. But I want you to hear what he said here, because there's been a lot of talk about how in the huddle there's arguments about what plays and can you change the plays, and you know the receiver's not happy and no one's happy. And Trubisky's in the middle of it.
We had our opportunities. I think earlier I can take shots downfield. I think I could look for a 14 more often. George, he's doing a great job for us. And I just got to get these playmakers of football, whether it's whatever route they're running, I just got to get them the ball. So it really comes down to me making better decisions, being aggressive, and putting ourselves in that position.
I'm not worried about mistakes. I do think about protecting the football and being smart and making good decisions. I'm not worried about mistakes. Those happen. But as an offense, we just got to score more points. So however we do that, that's got to be our mindset, scoring more points.
He's gun shy.
He brings up the rookie, too.
Yeah.
Got to get him the ball more.
Because he's special.
Now, I want to read you another quote that was part of it that I really caught my attention. He said this: when everybody's saying call this play, call that play, it makes it tough for everybody to do their jobs. I think everybody just needs to worry about their job. He said this on the Steelers YouTube page. He said, we'll just keep growing and going in another, you know, going in that direction together. But the point is, he's like, everybody wants the ball in their hands. We've got a bunch of talent. We've got to figure out what works best for us going forward. But how about everybody saying call this play, call that play? What's going on in that huddle?
How different is that from any diva receiver crew that's ever been in football? I mean, come on, man. People are telling every receiver is always open. But here's the thing. Chase Claypool, we know can play. Deontay Johnson, we know he can play. The only person in this equation that we don't know can play is Mitchell Trubisky. Fair move. We know he can play. Najee so when he Harris, talks about, hey, I just got to get my playmakers the ball, he's threw into double coverage, threw an interception. He's gun-shy. Here's the thing. He's afraid to pull the trigger because you look at the scar tissue that he has. He knows that guy over there on the bench is the future. He's the future. So he knows he can speed up that process if he turns the ball over. That's the one thing that probably Mike Tomlin is going to say, listen, you're putting the ball over. So like now he rather eats it. So now that offensive line looks worse than what it really is. Najee Harris can't eat because there's no threat. Guys are just sitting at the sticks because he's checked down Charlie. I think he's like some stat on Get Up Today where he's something like 30% on passes past 5 yards. Like they had to deal with that all last year. That's what Ben Roethlisberger was. We didn't bring in a guy in here with live legs and a live arm for him to be checked down Charlie all over again. If we're going to do that, then put the rookie in, because guess what? The rookie's the future. And what did the rookie do during the regular season, during the preseason? He pushed the ball down the field.
And it certainly has the fan base is already, you know, they're already clamoring for him. But, you know, you bring that up, right? And that they, you know, you do have the rookie, and rookies, of course, need time. Listen to what Dominique Foxworth had to say about that. The idea that, you know, should you go to the rookie this soon?
We talk so much about how young quarterbacks can be ruined. Why would you want to put Kenny Pickett in behind that offensive line? Until they get this offensive line right, I think they should let Mitch go out there and unfortunately deal with the struggles. And it's not because there's some high-end rewards you're going to get from Mitch, but bring Kenny in when it's time to bring him in, when you can protect him.
This sounds a lot like what we did in Chicago last year, doesn't it? With Dalton being the starter, and we're like, wait, Justin Fields is your future. Yeah. Why aren't you playing him? And it was like, because that offensive line is terrible, and we don't want this kid to get beat up.
That offensive line is not that bad. And listen, all three of those receivers and that young, great tight end that reminds everybody of Heath Miller over there, that ain't the same. That's not the same personnel that the Bears had. Okay. The Bears had one guy, Allen Robinson. They didn't have three guys that we know can play in this league. We know Pickett, by what we've seen in the preseason, we know that kid is special. We know that Deontay Johnson is a baller. Chase Claypool, his rookie year, balled out. Fair move is there. You spent the first round draft pick on Najee Harris. This isn't the same, like, defenseless, I can't protect myself. And why are we protecting Kenny Pickett? He's 24 years old. He's damn near the same age as Lamar Jackson.
It's true.
Dude, played for, dude is 24.
It is funny that we say kid.
He played 4 years.
It's true.
This dude is damn near, right now, he probably the 12th oldest player in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like he definitely top 10 as far as, like, he ain't the bottom, what, it's 32 teams? He's at least number 20 as far as age. What are we talking about? This dude is a grown-ass man who played damn near 5 years in college football. He's thrown a lot of balls. Give him a shot, because guess what? This division is wide open. Everybody lost last week. You're tied with everybody.
So you're saying, watching this game tonight, you have to think to yourself that Trubisky should be, not is he, but should be on borrowed time?
Yes, because...
Okay, already. This is week three.
Okay, let's say this. Pittsburgh has a Super Bowl caliber defense, even without T.J.
Watt. They have Minka Fitzpatrick, so they're still very good. Yeah, even they turn the ball over. They are very good at turning you over. Yes.
Okay. Cleveland has a good defense. This should be a hockey score.
Low scoring game.
So you tell me, if Mitch Trubisky's thrown, let's say, three interceptions or two interceptions and a fumble, but y'all still in the game because you guys are still neutralizing, and you're just going to tell your team what? What are you going to tell your team when your defense is playing they hard out and it just ain't working for Mitch? You wouldn't put, what you going to put? Mason Rudolph in, see if he can manufacture a score?
No.
No, you're going to put the kid in. What do you have to lose at that point? Like, so if it's one of those ugly games like we expect it to be, where, you know, they're, you know, you just getting the ball ran up your throat by Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, but you're standing up because Jacoby Brissett can't push the ball down the field, and it's like one of those field position games.
Mm-hmm.
See if the young guy get in there and do something.
Battle of attrition kind of game. If Trubisky, so you're saying even in this game, if Trubisky is not making something happen offensively and the same issues are still there, that it deserves another look.
I'll ask you this. Last week, the Browns played the Jets. Garrett Wilson is a good young talent. Is he better than Deontay Johnson right now?
No.
No. Is Elijah Moore better than Chase Claypool right now?
No.
Is Conklin better than Fairmouth right now?
No.
They put up 30 points. And if Mitchell Trubisky with better weapons can't put up points, and it's one of those ugly games.
They put up 14 of them in the last 2 minutes.
Before that, they put up 17. They went in, you know, so what I'm saying is, if it's a 3-6 game and you sitting there knowing that your weapon, what this defense just did last week, and a guy that you brought in to make it can't get it done,
yeah, I get it.
Then I want to see if somebody else can get it done, because clearly Joe Flacco could get it done. Mr. Trubisky at this point in his career was a first-round draft pick. He's only been in the league 6 years. He should be liver than Joe Flacco at 37 years old with neck surgery.
Well, the game is in Cleveland. It is tonight again on Thursday Night Football, and they're just, the Browns are favored by 4, so they're laying 4 in this game. And FPI,
damn near pick 'em. You
has
the
Browns
at 3.
It seems close though, 53.5%. So you're talking about, like, you know, 1 point here. You know, that's what FPI has. So this should be a really interesting game. You're saying it's gonna be a low scoring game, maybe take the under kind of game.
Yeah,
but it'll be interesting. I wonder. So is Mitchell Trubisky on borrowed time? At least should he be?
Can we get Pittsburgh people out there in Pittsburgh? We need y'all to call in. We need to know what y'all opinion Mitchell Trubisky is. What the street saying about Mitchell Trubisky?
Oh, you know the fans
what
are
y'all
already
want,
done.
Man, what y'all need?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from that, because it does sound like the fans are done. You see right here on ESPN Plus, Trubisky passing yards over under 198.5. So under 200, would you take under 200, or is he going to be over? Brissett, how about he's at 181.5? The under?
They know they're going to be handing the ball off a lot.
Yeah, short week, two tough defenses. This could be a low-scoring affair. All right, but we have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As Bar mentioned at the very top, though, there is big news in the NBA today. Very serious news. We were kidding, of course, about the Pistons trade. In Boston, their head coach, Ime Udoka, could be facing a full-year suspension. We'll discuss why next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Week 3 NFL underway tonight, Thursday Night Football. The Browns and the Steelers And we were just talking about Mitchell Trubisky and him kind of lamenting in the huddle some issues and wishing that he could push the ball downfield a little more, and just pretty clear that they are not in a good place right now offensively. And is he on borrowed time already with the rookie Kenny Pickett there? And we were wondering, how do Steelers fans feel about this? They want him out, they want Pickett already just 2 weeks in. Let's go to the calls. News from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Anthony in South Carolina hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call in line. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I am a little tore up about this whole thing. First, while I was on hold, I remembered someone, another Steelers fan, told me that Mitch cannot call an audible. Have you heard this?
I've seen that. Yeah, there's just the idea that he can't change the play in the huddle, even though players are like letting him know, like, I'm here, I have this, I got this guy. He's got to apparently stick with it. That's Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator.
Mm. Well, it sounds to me like he's not getting his fair shake. And if that's the case, we should go ahead and put Pickett in. But I thought Mitch would do well this year.
See, but what gave you hope that Mitch would do that? Because I say nobody's stock rose more from not playing. He just went away and we didn't see him.
We assumed that they were going to get him right.
Yeah, we assumed because he was with.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, we just
had no idea where he was the last couple years.
But last year he was in Buffalo.
He has the qualities that we like in a quarterback. Decent enough arm, enough speed to get away from a sack.
But you know how bad you have to be. You know how bad you have to be for an organization not to pick up your fifth year option after they took you early in the first round.
That's true. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Anthony. I mean, it's a great But he's saying though, like, what if he can't change the play? They don't trust him yet to change plays and stuff. That does reveal a lot. We continue again, Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Andrew in Ohio hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Andrew,
how you guys doing?
All right.
If Mitch struggles tonight in the first half, like he has the first two games, why not put Pickett in third quarter?
I'm curious.
Get that ball rolling.
Curious to see if Tomlin would be ready to do it, but it doesn't sound like he is.
Especially if the game is close. I don't know if you want to put him in there in a blowout, because then guys do weird stuff in blowouts, like from the defensive side, they try to get their sacks and stuff like that. But in a close game, if Mitchell can't get the ball moving, because you're not losing any athleticism, right? Because remember, Pickett is a guy that can buy time with his legs too. So if you can say, well, the line isn't that good and he can get out of harm's way, well, so can Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm. The numbers during preseason were pretty much the same.
How old is Mitch Trubisky? I know I'd just be throwing these landmines for you.
So good.
I really wasn't asking, but I know he's at least 27, 28.
I can tell
you. He's at least 28, so he's not.
He is 28 years old.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Kenny Pickett's 4 years younger than him. That's not like Kenny Pickett's not a baby. It's not like he's a 21-year-old rookie like Sam Darnold was when he came in, or, you know, any of those guys.
Yeah, where it's like he's still got a lot to process. Or even if it's like Trey Lance, who barely has played any football at all.
He's 1 year younger than Lamar Jackson.
George is in Virginia. George.
Hey, look, the Steelers tonight need to open up the playbook and show what this quarterback can do. What they pick him up for? For a long time, and I had Benefit in there, tied him up, wasn't too explosive, wasn't an athletic type of quarterback. They got a young guy back there. They need to open up the playbook and show what they can do.
But they opened up the playbook a little bit last week, and he threw an interception. That's how they lost to the Patriots. He threw in a double coverage.
I believe he forced that, though. Yeah, I think that's part of the problem. I think he actually tried to force something, and then they weren't happy about it.
He forced up inside. Like, if you're going to force him, force it on the outside where it's one-on-one, not where you're throwing it to double coverage.
Yeah, look, again, this is not like they signed a guy for a five-year deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's a rental.
He's a bridge. This was, hey, let's see if you can do something. Let's see if whatever, you know, the time you spent, your gap year in Buffalo, you know, your internship there, where you're basically behind Josh Allen, did they get you right? Did they kind of, you know, did you learn something here?
Right.
And, you know, the answer so far in the first weeks is no.
Meh.
Like, how about Marcus Mariota?
He's balling, though.
But he went off and kind of went the backup route, and he's actually looked really good.
And they both were available,
in Atlanta.
And he's doing his thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, Skip's in Texas on this. Skip?
Yeah, I think it's a two-part problem. Trubisky is a lot like Mason Rudolph. He doesn't have he has all the physical talents, but he doesn't have the brain to make the decisions.
Yeah, you don't think he can process quick enough,
yeah.
You know, neck up kind of issues, right? Is that what you're saying, Skip?
And Pickett's proved he could do that.
Yeah.
He did it in college, and he does it, he throws receivers open.
Yeah, he proved it in college.
And he has no scar tissue. He's not jaded.
Skip just brought a point. Say that again, Skip, because I think that's an issue that's starting to become something in Pittsburgh. Say it one more time.
Well, the other problem is Canada. If you look last year, the only time the offense was successful was during the two-minute drills when Ben called the play.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved the ball.
Yeah.
Every time when they were in normal formations, they couldn't move the ball because they were throwing these little dink and dunk things that just didn't work. When they opened it up and let Ben call the plays in 2 minutes, they moved the ball. He came back six times last year and won.
Mm-hmm. It is a different.
It wasn't Ben.
Yeah.
It was Canada.
Yeah. A lot of people are starting to see that too, Skip. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's looked a lot different since Todd Haley's no longer, you know, the offensive coordinator there. So it's also a lot of the issues there in Pittsburgh. But a big game, if you have Trubisky, you might not like. I don't think Tomlin will say it, yeah. But I do think there's probably a ticking clock above him. There has to be, because, you know, there's still opportunity early in the season in that division. It's whether, like, you like it or not, it's true.
It's like Mike Tomlin. Mitchell Trubisky is our quarterback. 2 quarters later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we thought it was the right time to move on with Kenny Pickett.
It's Barton Howard, presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renters insurance. Visit progressive.com. All right, we have more of your calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And as promised, we're also going to get to that story involving the Celtics and their head coach. Serious matters happening in Boston today. It's Barton Howard, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Oh, wait, I need my page up to do it.
Biggie, can't you see sometimes?
I can't play this. I need my page up.
And I don't love these flashy ways. This is why you're broke and they so.
That's
biggie,
the sound.
Biggie.
And what sound is that? You remember when you made that sound?
That's me?
Yeah. That's the sound you said that you heard when you hit Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Speaking of the Steelers.
They'd probably check it on Ben and see if how you feeling. Like, hey, Ben, how's your arm?
Yeah. Yeah. How many ribs do you have left? 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Steelers, Browns, and AFC North special tonight on Thursday Night Football. Two teams that really do need the win and need to kind of like establish something here early in the season. We continue with your call. Sam is in Virginia. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys, love the show. Listen every day. Bart, you're an absolute dog. I just want to say, you look back in 2004, Ben Roethlisberger, when he was drafted in the first round, he was third on the depth chart behind Charlie Batch and Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
Charlie Batch got injured in the preseason. Greg Maddux ends up going winning week one.
Yeah,
ends up getting hurt in the third quarter of game two.
Tommy
Ben
Maddux?
Roethlisberger comes in.
Tommy
ends
Maddux,
up going
Greg Maddux was the
one.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, ends up going 15-1 in his rookie season. What do they end up doing? Winning the Super Bowl?
The year after.
You know?
So you don't
draft a guy in the first round for no reason. You just got to give the guy a shot.
All right. So, Sam,
I was there, Sam. And guess what? We knocked Tommy Maddux out of the game. And by the fourth quarter, he's like, hey, how Tommy doing?
Can Tommy get back in the game, please?
Tommy, we barely won that game.
Hey, Tommy, get back in here.
Hey, Tommy, it's okay. Listen, our coaches tell us all the time, hey, guys, don't hurt the bad players. Hurt the good players. Like Tommy.
What coach said that? Come on.
Rex.
Rex would say.
Like, yo, don't hurt the bad players. So lay them down softly. The good players, lay their ass out. The bad players, be like, Tommy, you all right?
Don't hurt the bad players.
It was like Harlem Nights. Tommy, you made me shoot my brother. I'm going to kill you,
that
man.
That is one of the best lines. You know what? We're going to have Rex on later in
Quick.
The show. Rex is going to be on the show later. He's going to be on the show at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear this story again.
Rule number 15, too. Don't screw your coaches, and they'll try not to screw you.
Like, yeah,
don't throw your coach under the bus.
Yeah.
They can't promise you the same.
That part I understand, but don't hurt the bad players.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of the best lines a coach can give a team ever, because you got to actually think about that for a minute. But it does make a lot of sense.
Right. Behind them.
Yes, we are back in 10 seconds. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
What's love got to do?
Spartan Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
About trust, babe.
It certainly is. So there was some big news this morning in the NBA. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting this, and it just, you know, obviously is all still have to get figured out until it's official. But Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Celtics, Woj is saying, is likely facing a suspension for this entire season. Now, training camps open up next week.
You think they give an entire year? Like, or is it
well,
okay?
Here's the reason why, for those listening who might not know the story, had a role in an intimate relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff, basketball staff. This is all according to sources now. It's nothing official from the Celtics as of yet. Now, again, it was consensual, the relationship, but they are both married.
Yeah.
And
he's in a high-profile relationship.
Yeah, very much with Nia Long, is his wife. And as they made their run to the finals, she was very front and center, and there was a lot made of their, you know, they have a what had seemed to be a very stable, strong relationship in marriage. But the Celtics and in the NBA, this is considered a violation of guidelines, of organizational guidelines. Yeah. And, you know, him missing a whole season
for the
Celtics, who already lost Danilo Gallinari to a knee injury while he was playing in Eurobasket. And then Robert Williams needs surgery, and he decides to get it right before training camp starts. That's two critical pieces. But a head coach who was considered to be, you know, a real reason why they developed into one of the best teams. Yes, and their defense got a lot better. But why they became one of the best teams in the league.
This may be a bigger impact than anybody in the Eastern Conference losing a star player because of what he meant.
The impact he had on the team.
On winning.
Now, and Joe Mazzulla is assistant coach that Woj is saying is most likely to become the interim coach.
Why not Brad Stevens come down?
He moved up to the front office for a reason.
But you still want somebody who can coach at a high level. Listen, this team is ready to win a championship. They should be one of the favorites with the experience that they got last year to win, you know, to represent the Eastern Conference in the finals.
Right.
Like, if Williams was healthy – like, they could have beat Golden State. Like, if you imagine if Williams was healthy, and now with that experience being there for the second time, that's saying a lot. I don't know if you go with the assistant coach that you don't know. Like, I don't know the assistant coach that you're mentioning, but, man, that's asking a lot for him to come in and be able to get a team with so many high hopes and aspirations. Stevens is a great coach. Like, I mean, we've seen guys – come up from the top and come down, he ain't forgot how to coach.
But what I mentioned, and I'll say it again, there's a reason why he moved up to the front office. He knew that his voice was lost in that locker room.
Yeah,
like, he knew they needed a new voice. They needed a different type of leader. And that's when they identified Udoka, who was considered one of the top assistants in the league. I mean, he really was rising up the ranks pretty quickly in San Antonio, Brooklyn. And it was felt that he was going to be the next head coach. And the Celtics identified that and hired him. And then they had an instant result. I mean, they won game seven after game seven with his leadership and his – it was really more his calm
– his defense,
but his calm demeanor, just how he was able –
the players accountable.
Yes. And getting the – you know, think about two. You had Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and there was a time earlier in the season where it looked like, oh, they can't coexist. Mm-hmm. And he made that happen. So – he's a very important piece to their leadership. Now, again, there's a lot about this story that I know as a reporter, I would have a million questions once this is announced. And the full season is something I think that is also worth talking about here. Because when you say, why does it need to be a full season if it was consensual, all those things? First of all, it's a violation. That's number one. Gersan Rosas was the GM of the Timberwolves. And now that front office was already in a shambles. Mm-hmm. He and another member of the front office, they did not get along well. There was an ownership change, and it was revealed that Rosas had the same type of thing, a relationship with somebody that worked for the organization.
It's common within groups or organizations, not just.
But it was something that, you know, they kind of used as, okay, this is a way we can move on.
Okay.
You know, like, they used it because it was against policy.
Yeah, but we don't anticipate them moving on from Udoka, right?
He could be fired. Like, he also could step away. I mean, you think about it, Bart. I mean,
he's got to get his life in order.
Right.
Like, and if he wants to save his marriage, he may.
You got a lot more to focus on than how to stop the Sixers, you know?
That's super tough, though, because he probably waited his whole life for this opportunity to be a head coach of a team. They don't give those opportunities away easily as well.
No, but his success kind of makes you feel like.
I would hate to be.
If I was his agent, I would think things get settled and, you know, you get your life back in order, I think he'll get another chance because he was that good of a coach.
But walking away from a team that was just in the finals.
Which, yes. And if you're the team, you're going to be without a guy that got you there.
Yeah.
But, again, a year and there are some, you've seen some social media criticism about it, is why does it have to be a year? It's too much. Think about it this way. If you said, all right, well, he's suspended for the first 3 months of the season or 4 months, whatever you want to make it, like half of the season.
Yeah.
You're bringing it all, like middle of the year, you're kind of bringing all this back as he arrives and now he's on the court.
When you say bringing it all back, you're talking about coverage, speculation.
All interviews. The conversations. Yeah. It brings all of this.
You're saying a distraction.
To the team.
A distraction.
Yeah. I think it could be. And if you're the team, do you, like, it's like, look, it's either you're here with us the whole year.
I mean, we saw this
or
with
we'll
Sean
see
Payton.
You again next year.
Yeah, we saw this with Sean Payton, right? With the, I forgot, the bounty gate.
Yep, yeah. It had to just take the year. I mean, sometimes just take the year and figure it out after that is the way to go here. But I'll say it again. There's more to this. There has to be. There has to be more to this story that it has come to this point. Now, again, you hope for all parties involved that they've got a lot to deal with now and take care of and all that stuff. But as a franchise, where are the Celtics right now? Because they were considered one of the favorites in the East.
Yeah.
But now without their head coach, without a key addition that they made in the offseason in Danilo Gallinari, without their most important defensive center in Robert Williams and the impact he's had, where do the Celtics now suddenly rank in the East when you power rank the best teams in the East? And is there an opportunity now for somebody to take that lead going into this season?
Cleveland?
We shall see.
Bart and Han.